We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with Beach and Company. A couple of things. A grievance has been filed by the National Football League Players Association saying that the owners' new rules regarding the national anthem is infringing in their rights. And we want to know if you agree with that or not. LeSean McCoy has hired a high-priced lawyer, a guy who's dealt with Ray Lewis and Roethlisberger, and apparently he's the go-to guy if you think you need a lawyer. There's nothing specifically that should be drawn from that, but as human beings, we do draw things like that, all right? And most of us would say, huh? Why? What's going on? You must need a lawyer if you're going after that. Getting a lawyer at all and getting a lawyer of that caliber. But we shouldn't do that, I know, but we do. And who has the straight story here? Because we haven't heard from the woman. We've heard from her friend. We've seen alleged pictures and things like that. And another thing, the allegation that we do know for a fact that he's tried to get her out of his house for a couple of times and the eviction has not worked for some reason, and he wants his stuff back. Now, here, do you learn anything from history? Let's boggle our mind a little bit together. We'll do a little common boggling here. I don't have some stuff that I should have. I am going to try to get my stuff back with the strong arm abuse. Anybody ever heard of O.J. Simpson? He just got out of jail for that. You would think that that would sink in with somebody. Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, welcome back, Sandy.
Thank you, Frank. Good to talk to you.
I hope you had a good trip other than you.
I did, other than my spectacular fall, yes.
Hey, listen, I'm getting tired of these NFL players whining about, you know, and that they're not getting their due respect because they can't kneel.
Infringing on their rights. Well, you have a right to kneel. Kneel at home. Kneel out in the parking lot. You don't have a right to kneel on a field owned by either the taxpayers or your employer.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They can do whatever they want at home, in their car, wherever. But when you're working for an employee and you're being paid a huge amount of money to do this, I'm sorry. It's not asking too much to stand there and act like a grown-up and, you know, and do what you're supposed to do. This is your country, supposedly, for these people. I mean, I'd like to see them do that in Russia or do that in Iraq or Iran, where they frown upon that kind of stuff. I'd like to see how long they would last.
And the key of what you just said is the word grown-up. They're not grown-up. They think the world revolves around them, and the fact that they can do something with a football allows them to skirt any rule and any kind of common decency. They're not grown-ups. They're juveniles.
That's right. And you know what, Sandy? They're ruining it for future, the future of the NFL, because the way they're going right now, they're driving people away. People, I'll tell you what, my interest in football has been waning every year because I'm tired of this nonsense. All I want to do is watch football. I want to watch on Sunday. It takes me away from my everyday problems. I just want to be entertained. You know, I don't want to hear any of this politics. I don't want to hear any of this nonsense from these players. If you have your opinion, keep it to yourself until after the game when you get home and discuss it with your family or something like that. But when you're playing or you're working for somebody, keep those things to yourself. I know when I was at work, we didn't discuss, I used to tell my employees that work for me, you keep your politics, keep your religious opinions to yourself. I don't want to hear it. Other people don't want to hear it. They're here to do a job.
If we want a sermon, we'll go to a Papa John's conference call.
That's right. Now, people don't want to hear it. People are just tired of this crap. And, you know, and this other thing with McCoy, I think, you know what, I think it's got to be played out. But if I was in his position and I had these kind of accusations, you know, things are played out in the media and we don't know the full story. And If I was in the situation, I would get a lawyer, too, because I don't know what's going on.
And we got to be fair. We don't know either. This person we know is making accusations against a person we do know regarding another person we don't know. There's way too much that we don't know, and I think we should be fair and open about it. However, it fits a familiar pattern, and we as human beings tend to, if that's happening, this must be happening.
Yeah, right. But like I said before, you know, it's just social media. I mean, people go onto social media, and they say things, and they lambaste other people, and they make these accusations. And, you know, you have to defend yourself because you can't allow this stuff to go by.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I think there should be more of a penalty if you make unjust accusations on social media. But when's the last time you heard somebody make an unjust or untrue accusation on social media and get prosecuted for it?
You're right. I mean, people hide behind this now.
Of course they do.
They get on there and they say whatever they want to say because they know that there's not going to be anything held against them.
Nothing's going to happen. And even if they get pushback against what they said, they're gonna hide behind, well, it's free speech.
Yeah.
We have the right to free speech. And so they know that that is a forum that is absolutely free of any kind of problem for them to say anything they want to say.
That's right. And I think I think it's a situation where not just with McCoy, but it's happening all over. People are hiding behind this, and they say things and do things that normally 25 years ago you never would have seen or heard or anything like this before.
Plus, to back up that they're juvenile, what are they, in high school? I gave you this jewelry. Now we're not getting along. I want it back. What is this, a prom night? I mean, I don't get that. Would grown-ups do that? I don't understand.
That's right. When you give somebody something,
you give it to them.
You gave it to them. Don't expect to get it back.
It's not with a lifetime guarantee that if I don't like what you're saying or doing, I'll come and get it back.
That's right.
That's called alimony.
Right. You're right.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
Okay. Goodbye. No, isn't that, you remember, that's high school, Tony. I gave you my ring, and now you betrayed me. I want my ring back. And that's what it's like, and she was wearing the ring around her neck. Means you're going steady. You remember that? That's high school stuff. And look, if you're a millionaire football player in the National Football League, doesn't that look really cheesy? To go and try and retrieve gifts that were given to you, they were given freely, and okay, here I want to show my love or my commitment or whatever. Here's a token of my esteem, and then oh, geez, I didn't like that. Give me back my stuff. It sounds like playground stuff. It really does. It sounds cheesy. It's like you get engaged to somebody. And then something happens, you break the engagement, and you demand the ring back. Ugh, it gets real sticky, real sticky. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Players' rights are being infringed upon. Those are the words of the National Football League Players Association. And so they have filed a grievance against the owners for their position for the 2018 season. That you must show respect for the national anthem. And you don't have to go out into the field and listen to it if that really dulls your sensitivities. You can stay in the dressing room. And that's same for players and team personnel. But if you're on the field during the national anthem, you are to stand respectfully. I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't, but they apparently do. The fact that they would not be allowed to hijack a football game and turn it into a social cause rally is apparently not acceptable to them. But what they're going to find out, I think, is that their paychecks are going to be in peril if this game doesn't get straightened out and getting straightened out soon. Secondly, LeSean McCoy has hired a lawyer. Now, I don't blame him for hiring a lawyer. I think it's a pretty good idea. But certain people... among us have the thought, well, why would you hire a lawyer if you were innocent? Well, I think basically you probably have to, but there are certain thoughts that go through your mind, and it's so easy to accuse anybody of anything at any time now. In fact, we got a couple of texts here. Let's see, and this is a 30930. False derogatory comments and comments condoning violence against other persons are not protected speech. They are prosecutable comments, and that's good. It should be. I've watched football for 40 years until last year. I didn't watch a game and will not watch any games this year. Well, if you think about it, I think a little bit of the glow is off the rose anyway, simply because there's so much of it now. I like apple pie. Okay, I love apple pie. If I had apple pie a couple of times a week, I'd be a happy guy. But I don't want apple pie for breakfast, and I don't want it for lunch, and tomorrow for dinner, and then the next day as a snack. I don't want apple pie every single day. And that's what the National Football League has done. Remember the old days? When are the games played? Sunday! Hello there! Then there was a daring new thing called Monday Night Football. Howard Cosell and crew. Yeah. Wow, games are on Monday, too. That's exciting. We like that. And then the NFL says, we should have one on Thursday. Let's go Thursday. And then when we get to playoffs, we can do Saturdays as well as Sundays. So that's pretty good. And let's not, you know, the games are only on television and radio now. Let's put them on other things. Let's put them on your computer. Let's put them on your fingernails. I mean, my God, this is too much. It is too much. And what happens when you have too much? You dilute the content and you dilute the need. It's, you know, it's like Tommy Shannon in his heyday of dating. You know, eventually you have to cut down, you know, for a good, wholesome, all-around diet. Oh, that's a problem I never had. But, Tony, you have some, I love Shannon. He's a great guy. You have some Facebook for us.
Yes, Dan says it would if they were opposed on them on their time. But while you're on your employer's clock, you must abide by the company's rules and regulations. If you hire a lawyer, it means you are preparing for a battle, and in my honest opinion, would give cause for your employer to fire you.
Wow, now, I that's a very good text. Yeah, if they said, look, you're under contract for us, but we know you were at the park last Saturday, or on your day off, you were at the park with a rally against this or that or whatever, and we don't allow that. Well, that would be a problem. But when, as the text or the Facebooker said, that when you're doing it on their time, that's your work time. Picture that happening in any other business, because football's a business. There's no question about that. Any other business. Imagine going to a coffee shop to get coffee and you're in line. May we interest you in this flyer, this brochure? We're having a rally next Tuesday. I mean, it wouldn't be allowed. You'd be done. At first, they'd tell you to stop, and if you didn't stop, they'd call the police and have you stopped. And it's the same thing. There's no difference. If you're at the you work at the will of your employer, and as long as you've done something that is not allowed, you can be gone. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem in today's day and age that people confuse the term my rights? And
oh, yeah.
They go overboard, and I don't think they really understand rights.
They don't understand at all what they're talking about. That's the default position.
Yeah, well, everything is my right.
I have a right to. Well, there are certain things that you can do that will cause consequence. Yeah, you have a right to take off your clothes and jump into the fountain at the local hotel too, but it's not going to be taken well by others, and it's maybe actionable and things like that. You have a right to set a bonfire on your front lawn, and if it sets the neighbor's house on fire, that's going to be problematic for you too. But they just think everything is a right. Well, there are rights, but there are certain things that aren't necessarily rights, and there are consequences for some of the actions. Another, please.
Mark says, Sandy, they are performers. Once they take the field, they are on and must perform as their contract/employer states, period.
That's right. They perform by playing the game or coaching the game. That's what they get paid for. They don't get paid to lecture anybody. They don't get paid to advertise other causes. That is their workplace. And if their employer tells them they can't do it, they can't do it. Now, doesn't mean you can't do it somewhere else. You know, you want to give up playing in the National Football League so you can go down to the local park and take a knee when the national anthem is played, do it. But don't expect that check in the mail because it won't be there. See, they want their cake and eat it too. They've very seldom had people say no to them. They think the world started, and especially football, started the day they started playing. They have no feeling for the game at all. And another thing that's a little distressing to me is, and I don't know enough about it to do a show about it, regarding the Buffalo Bills former players, you know, they have an association, a group, and whatever. And I think the current ownership has cut ties in some ways not, with those people. I think we should keep all avenues open for the former players, every single one. I know that the Pegulas are still funding certain things and whatever, but the former Players Association can't use the Bills logo and things like that. This community has a very strong bond with the people that started football here. And I think it would be a mistake to sever that bond.
I hadn't heard about that.
You hadn't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But I know they bring out former players to lead the charge.
Oh, yeah, sure.
During the games.
Well, apparently there's a standard in the league that they want to adhere to. I think they're still funding certain things, but certain things that the former players can't use, among them the Bills logo. I think what they have to remember is the team, the people who wore the uniform were the team. There was no team without the players. You get it? So I think it hasn't grown into a full battle or anything like that. But Paul McGuire, did you see that big article in the paper about Paul McGuire? It was 4 pages long.
Yeah, was it Vic Rucci?
Vic Rucci did it, yeah. And that's one thing Paul said. He's very happy with the management and things like this here, but he did not like the fact that they've distanced themselves somewhat from the former players. And I agree with Paul. I think that would be a mistake. All right. When we come back, we want to talk to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Players' rights. Are they being infringed? Well, okay, I would challenge them. Show me where it says you have a right to a social protest during your work hours on company property. Show me that right. Prepare to show it to me in court. If not, zip it up. Zippy. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. It's the middle of July, and if you've lived around here for a while, you know what July means, especially toward the end of July. It means the Bills are going to training camp, and we have this bit of drama going on in the National Football League and with one of our players, and that's what we're talking about today. The drama about one of our players is LeSean McCoy. Apparently, there was a burglary or a robbery, depending on which is the correct term on this act. There was a publication online saying that LeSean McCoy was guilty of domestic violence, guilty of animal abuse, and using performance PEDs, performance enhancing drugs. Now, accusations are accusations. Anybody, you can make one. I can make one. Anybody can make one, but you have to be able to back it up. And so far, that's all we have of the accusations, along with some pictures online. LeSean McCoy has hired a defense attorney who's handled some of the highest profile cases. Rice, he handled a Rice case, and Roethlisberger, So this type of case been hired by Sean McCoy. And the bottom line is that if indeed this turns out to be true, if it is provable and they have the right information and he's found guilty of it, he's done as a football player. What do you think of the odds of that, Tony, that it will get that far?
That's hard to say right now. You really don't know what direction it's going to go.
Yeah, because we have no idea if the accusations have any merit or not.
We need more information.
Yeah, we need more information and we need more proof. Certainly the pictures didn't look very good. And there are some things that we do know that are provable, that twice he tried to have this woman evicted from his premises and was not successful. We do know that. That's a fact.
Wasn't he due for a court hearing on the eviction, whether it was the day or two or day after the incident? Or?
I'm not really sure of the timetable on that. But
because
the,
if that's the case, if he was expected, if they were expected in court, why would you
have an event?
Even if you had her beat up, why would you do that going into court?
And that's on the eviction. Giving back of apparently valuable jewelry. First of all, it sounds like you're a juvenile. Sounds like you're in high school. If you can afford the gift and you can afford to have given the gift, you should man up and put your big boy pants on and your big boy wallet. You gave it as a gift. It is a gift unless you have some kind of contingency plan that says this is a gift unless the following happens. And if the following happens, I want it back. I want my gift back. I'll have the stones reset and give it to somebody else. Okay? But because we've seen very similar cases, does not make this a fact, but it makes it more comfortable for us to think it could happen. So we got that going on with LaShawn McCoy. Certainly the photo that they, one of the photos that they posted certainly looks damning, but it's not a fact, not a dead set fact. So we got to see where that goes. The next thing is the Players Association. Now, one might think, well, you know that the Players Association would have to protest. They'd be required to because of the ones that in the union that pay the dues that say, yes, I want to protest the new policy on the national anthem. And so they have protested, and on Tuesday they filed a grievance saying that their rights have been infringed regarding the new policy of the NFL. And now here's a text that's interesting. I'll get Tony's take on that. Tony being a coach of the little guys and whatever. How will the anthem policy affect team chemistry? I think it will, no question about it. Anytime, what do coaches do? They try and eliminate distractions. That's their biggest boogaboo, something that they don't want, absolutely don't want to happen, distractions. They want you focused on your game. They want you to know your plays. They want you to run your patterns, do what you're supposed to be doing. They don't want you thinking about anything else. So this is definitely, no matter how you look at it, a distraction. And that would affect team chemistry. What do you think about that, Tony?
Oh, definitely affects team chemistry. Why do you think coaches do a lot of things with bonding, having the teams get together? You know, I'll interview coaches on Saturdays and say, well, you know, on Friday nights the team gets together, they go out to dinner, they have Chinese food, they go bowling, things like that. It does affect chemistry. When you have a divided locker room, it spells disaster.
Yep. Although one thing on the other side of the coin, remember during the Bills' absolute best years that we've seen, they were called the Bickering Bills.
That was basically in the late 80s, but they got rid of the players who were, let's say, the disease of the locker room, we'll say.
You know, one of the things that I always kind of raise an eyebrow, which is fun to do. Every once in a while you should raise an eyebrow and then let it run out on its own. No.
What are you, Justin Trudeau?
Exactly. One of the things I do raise an eyebrow on is this team togetherness thing. Now, you do see it occasionally. I think the best example are the Jim Kelly years. Not only were they together during the four Super Bowl runs, these guys really had a bond, and it certainly has shown in the last few years while Jim Kelly battles cancer long past his playing days, where they came in to support him, and they were at the golf tournament, and they really showed that they cared about each other. But I think a lot of it, not with the Bills, but I think a lot of it when it's proposed as yeah, this team is really bonded now. We're all together. I think a lot of that is just part of the coaching plan more than an actuality.
I've played on teams where we didn't get along and our record showed. I've been on teams where we were all best buds and it showed.
Yeah, I've been on radio stations, especially WKBW, where it's definitely true, where you have a great deal of respect and a great deal of love for the other people that have ever worked there. That's just the way it works. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And I don't think it was just because of how successful we were. It was because we really cared about each other and still do. Still do. I want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back right after this. Let's go to Fred in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good to talk to you again, Fred. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I think that what you're talking about this morning is seeing a microcosm, this microcosm of our country. And maybe goes beyond that. I don't know. But all I know is what our country's like these days. And it's a nasty place.
It's a new way of doing business, isn't it?
Yeah. People don't talk things out. They fight instead. And they do things that are non-mainstream just to get attention, that sort of thing.
Plus, they have access. They have the ability to reach a wide audience without any checks and balances. If you wanted to say something nasty about person X in the olden days, it would take a while before the word got out generally. Now you just sit at your computer and it's out there, and there's no checks and balances. It's a lot easier than it used to be to besmirch people's reputation.
That's correct. That's the bad part of technology.
Plus, I think that, as you said, instead of sitting down and talking things out, what do? We pick up the phone and call a lawyer.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of this has to do with lawyers advertising. I mean, you see a lawyer advertising, listing all of the multi-million-dollar awards they got. This may not represent something for you, but here's what we've done in the past. And you get to thinking, it used to be that you'd want to win the lottery. Now you just want to win a lawsuit.
That's right. It's just money.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It really is. And the distressing part is that it's very hard to defend yourself because most people remember the accusation. Very few people remember the outcome. So if you're accused of something and then 2 or 3 years later they find out you didn't do it, a lot of people will only remember that you were accused of it.
That's true, too.
Not good now.
No.
You made us frown, Fred, because you're telling us the absolute truth and we know it.
Well, it's sad.
Smile. Good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. It is. He brings up a good point. It's larger than life, and these two things bring up a lot of what we just talked about. Lawyers, internet access, the ability to accuse without having to show any kind of backup proof. Now, for instance, there's a picture of the woman pretty battered. Did you see that picture, Tony?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, very battered. Now, the picture, unless it was doctored, and I don't think anybody's thinking that, is pretty distressing. But how do we know that LaShawn McCoy did it? Or that he hired somebody to do it? Or she didn't just fall down a flight of stairs? We don't know. We can assume. We can guess. We can try and be fair and kind of put the pictures together. But we don't know. And who knows if this ever gets to court and there are accusations, would it be criminal? Would it be civil? Right now, these are the thought that in the accusations, it's domestic violence, animal abuse, and PEDs. It seems like whoever put this out, the alleged friend there, is putting everything in there, loading everything in there all at once to kind of like overwhelm everything. And, of course, this is a quiet time for the NFL before the beginning of training camps, so this would have a big effect. And this is bigger than the NFL. This is bigger. The person involved may be a member of the NFL, but it's really about, if it's true, it's really about spousal abuse. And it's really about animal abuse, if it's true. But we have to say that. And PEDs, it's about that. This covers
a
lot.
It's about assault.
Yeah, it covers a lot. But because the player that they're alleging either caused this or is because of this person happens to play for us and happens to be probably the most valuable player we have on the team. Would you say that?
Definitely one of the most valuable players on the team.
So there, you just get to throw it out there and there's no charge for that. Just go online with it.
Can I give you a piece of what the liberal mindset is?
Would you please? Yes.
Because Roseanne's a regular liberal on the Sandy Beach Facebook page. Oh, brother, back to the anthem thing again? Good grief. Anything to keep dividing. Yeah, you love your country more than the other guy. Blah, blah, blah. That's the liberal mindset.
So not the action isn't dividing America. It's the reaction to the action. Is that what she's trying to say?
Yeah, it's the right mindset that is dividing the country. Yeah. Excuse me?
Keep in mind, Roseanne, I would say if they didn't do that, would we be having this as a discussion today? No. It's like saying, you know, it's the dog's fault because he ran in front of the car. Well, it is the dog's fault because he ran in front of the car, but the real fault belongs to the fact that it shouldn't have happened, but it did. Accidents happen, things like this. But when you're talking about assault, that's different. If this is true, and one would wonder, how come we didn't know about it before now? It was only because of somebody wants their jewelry back, somebody wants somebody out of the house. These are various things, but the thought that the reaction to the action is what divides the country is ridiculous.
Well, I think her thing is about the anthem, and we're not the ones that took a knee during the national anthem.
That's right.
And pardon us if we find it offensive.
Yeah, exactly. So, in other words, anybody can do anything they want to do, and if somebody else is offended by years and years of believing it's the right and proper thing to do, and now they're seeing somebody who doesn't believe in that. So we react to it, so it's our fault.
Well, don't forget, according to the left, most people, and I'm sure Roseanne included, are more concerned about illegals and their children than they are about the homeless in our own country or the veterans who are homeless in our country.
So in other words, you can protest anything you want, say anything you want, and the onus is on the people's reaction. Not the original action. It's the reaction to it, as you just said. Let's let illegals in the country with no kind of a problem with that in any number you'd like. Let's do that. If I react to it and say I don't like that or I don't think it's right, then it's my fault.
Then you're a racist.
Then I'm a racist. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the way they play the game. 803, I got to come up with better than the dog analogy. I was working on the dog analogy while I was saying, and I got it backwards. It's not. Forget the dog analogy.
It's early.
Take the dog analogy out of the best of. Go back to the Hall of Fame and have it removed. Would you please? Thank you. We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 W. I fell down. What do you want from me?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.